Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God!
Yes, sir! Make the choice today. Who you gonna serve?
Not real, no. I will follow in God's way, so I'm faithful on my day.
The name is saved.
That is God's plan.
Oh,
I'm gonna serve the Lord with all of my heart, my soul, my mind. Serve
Him.
Oh, I'm gonna serve
Him.
Pray when I eat.
And though the winds may come, and they will, and the winds may blow,
and they will, I say remain standing. And when you've done all you can do to stand, still I say stand. And only standing here to tell you today, I've been blessed and highly favored. God has chosen me to do great and wondrous things. I have so much to tell you about what's been going on in my life that I can hardly tell you about the new topic on treatment for women. And I wanted to get back to the stage to talk to you about that. And our dear brother, Dr. Hannah, has been on hold until we could get back in the studio. Omi is getting ready to produce. Now listen, check this out. I'm getting ready to produce my own CD with backing, financial backing. So I had to be out of the office and out of the studio for a while in order to get those documents signed. Now, I think you will find it a great pleasure to be associated with this show and what we're doing, because I'm going to use this platform to advertise and talk about the new CD. Right now, I'm going to get right into our topic, and I'm going to say to you, welcome back, and don't you miss that train. We're getting ready to go on a train ride, because I'm finna take you on a trip. Stay tuned for station identification as we do a little house cleaning. Looks like I can't hear my music here. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but I wish somebody would put my button back up there. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're in the atmosphere there. We're going to do a little bit of cleaning house here, trying to figure out what's going on. Hold on. Let's do some dirty dancing then, if we can't get that up there. Looks like to me they got all the switches going on and off. Hold on, we're going to catch that train after all. I don't know why I can't hear that music. Maybe you can. Look like they're playing games with us here. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if it's a good day to be back in the old corral or not. Can't seem to get my music going on. And, you know, that really upsets me. I hope you can hear my voice loud and clear. Whoever the technician is that's running this apparatus, maybe he'll get the buttons working. But right now, I can't see, I can't hear them. But I certainly can push the buttons in. But in the meantime, how's everyone doing? Welcome back to the Care to Read Room. We have missed you, and I hope you've missed me too. And we are going to go right on ahead with our topic. And as you know, we've been talking about spritzing ourselves up. That's right, because Omi's coming back from that sabbatical. I'm getting ready to share that trip with you and take you on a little journey so you can use some of your home maintenance treatments, some of those things to beautify yourself. This topic is the women, is specifically for the women, and this is an open invitation for treatment to call on using all of the things that you have at home. Okay, and you can talk candid. If you like, you can call in at that number, 646-478-0270. And we are now live and on the air. However, I don't seem to understand what is going on with our sound. It looks as if we've got sound here with the microphone. However, I don't seem to have sound with my music. Now, I'm going to try one more button here, and I'm a little tired of pushing buttons because I can't seem to get anything to come up here. But nevertheless, you know how Omi do it. If I can't get those buttons to work, I'll sing your song for commercial if I have to. But nevertheless, I want you to know this is topic number 3. And we have started out on a journey to talk about issues that pertain to women's health, wellness. We talked a little bit about aromatherapy, massage therapy, essential oils, and talking about women who have imbalances in their hormones, as well as asking you to call in with your topics on women's health today. I would like for you to call in and to tell me something about what's been going on in your life. Now, if you have information that you would like to talk about and you are going to be telling me something about your health and telling me how you would like to have an understanding on what you can do about your health. Now, my new feature here is really acting funny. I don't quite understand what's going on. Normally, we can hit a button and we can hear whatever sound we want. I'm going to try to hit some buttons here. And if you guys hear me, just give me a holler. Why don't you call in at that number, 646-478-0270. We'd love to hear from you. We're back in the studio and we're live. At least I think we're live. I hope you're hearing me as I talk with you right now. We've got an issue here with our sound. The technician seemed to have gone out on lunch or gone AWL because I can't seem to get these buttons to work. Now, once again, talking about the spa treatment, I'd like to call you in as an open invitation to talk about the various health treatments that are available to you that you can use right in your home. Now, since we've been talking about essential oils, I want to tell you this much. They're fabulous, and most of you know that I cater to Young Living. That's right. His products are ones that I endorse. And if you're going to use anything, you might as well use the top grade. If we're going to do this spa from the home, we want to make sure we have plenty of products to use. And you want to make sure that that water is basically an avenue that you're going to venture down into the fact that you're going to take a bubble bath or you're going to take a salt bath or some type of oil bath. That's right. You have to soak the soul body so that it can take in the nutrients so that your body becomes soft and pliable. Nobody wants to rub on an old, dead woman, and nobody wants to rub up against scaly feet. Now, how about those feet? Let's start from the feet aspect. If you're getting into bed with your significant other, rubbing your hard, crusty feet on somebody, raise both of your toes and say you are wrong and you want to make a change. Here's the secret. Take those feet and bathe them down with essential oil. Then slip on a pair of cotton socks on your hands as well and put those gloves on and put the socks on and go to bed. And when you wake up in the morning, your skin will be soft as a baby's bottom. One of the tricks that Omis would just would like to share with you. However, you don't want to just stop with your feet. You want your underarms to be smooth as well. Don't go shaving your underarm and having these little prickly hairs under there. Put something on it like lotion or essential oil to smooth your skin so that your significant other will enjoy rubbing on your underarm pits as well as the bottom of your soles. Now, if you don't have it right by now, you ought to get it right because your significant other is going to want to smell sweet-smelling savers all throughout the room. So get those oils and mix them with beautiful sprays and spray your inside of your thigh, inside of your armpit, and spray your neck as well. You want the fragrance of these oils to linger on. Then you can layer them with your powders and your other products, preferably in the same line. Don't go mixing all those fragrances with different oils and getting a potpourri, something that smells like pure. You know the smell. I don't have to tell you. And if the man says, baby, what do you have on this smelling like crocodile tails? And then you go and put on two or three different fragrances on top of that. Don't mix your fragrances. You got to know what you're doing when you're layering these oils and putting the powder on to seal it. That's right. Take your baby powder and fluff it. Take that little sponge and fluff it all over you and seal in those fragrances. Now, if you've had your bath now, then you might want to go and get ready for the next journey. Let's get ready to take a journey. Well, since our buttons are not working today, I guess that's a good way to welcome Omi back. Let everything be broken.
Oh, here we go. Hold up now.
Let's back this thing up. It's time to get on that train. Come on.
All aboard to New Jerusalem. All aboard to New Jerusalem. How you doing, sir? You got the ticket. You need your bag. You need your bag.
By setting up the candles as well and the two glasses of water. Now, every day you ought to acknowledge your ancestors' names, preferably your guardian spirit who will be guarding over you, your mother and father, and calling their name. We like to pour libations to my father spirit and pour a glass of water. We say, Ashe. We like to pour a glass of water to my mother spirit, and we say, Ashe. We light a candle for my mother spirit so she can be guided home, and we say, Ashe. We light a candle for my father so that he will have clarity in his journey as he makes his way back home. And ladies and gentlemen, we pour libations to the east, and we say, Ashe. We pour libations to the west, and we say, Ashe. We pour libations to the north, and we say, Ashe. We pour libations to the south, finally, and we say, Ashe. And we don't forget to pour water to the ground so that the ground will be sanctified that we stand on. It will be holy, set aside for this occasion, and we say, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, remember to call on those ancestors. Shake the up. Can I get you as a witness today? Dr. Carruthers, will you stand in the gap as a witness? I call on Harriet Tubman and Nina Simone. I call on Rosa Parks. Martin, where are you, Martin? Have you seen my old friend Martin and Coretta? Martin and Coretta, will you please stand in the gap for us today? And Doc Ben, where are you? John Henry Clark, will you please stand in the gap for our people today? As you stand in the gap, we acknowledge all of our ancestors, and we ask that you leave a bit of your fragrance behind so that we can tap into your powers and that we can gather the melanin and we can share it amongst ourselves so that we will be endorsed and increased in our energy and our frequency. We thank you for this opportunity to share with you about the benefit of ancestral communing, not worshiping, but communing, and acknowledging that our ancestors cannot leave us. They are but energy, a frequency on the wall that will vibrate eternally. If you can tap into that energy, that means that you too have the ability to gain the powers of your ancestors, and they would have never left you. They would have left a bit of themselves behind, like Elijah and Elijah. Call on them. Ask them to open up the door to make it plain and clear for you so you have a pathway and that you can have your guardian angels guarding you and giving you favor in society. That's what they're there for, ladies and gentlemen. They are the sum total of why you came. They come back to make sure that you are fulfilling the mission in which they came. Now, we'd like to thank you for going over to the Talking Care Room with us. Be reminded at all times, at any time, you can call upon your ancestors. Now, I'd like to do a prayer with you to thank you for coming and joining us as we seek to find solutions for women's health. Father God, we come before you on behalf of the womb today, and we ask that we hold the womb up to you, that you created yourself out of a womb, and there was none other a mother or a father which created you, and you went into yourself and created yourself. And if you're not a womb, I don't know what is a womb. We ask that you bless the womb today, Father, and that the womb will be fertilized and will produce plentiful, and that those babies will come to full gestation, and that those children will not become stagnant or come here with handicaps and ill-informed behavior. We know you watch over the humpback and you watch over the albino. We ask that you will watch over those fetuses and all of those children who are not at full term. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity this Friday to come before you. We magnify your name and we call you magnificent, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. And we acknowledge your greatness, and we humble ourselves to you. There is none any greater than you, Father. As we magnify and elevate your name today, please receive our offering with the sweet-smelling savor. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for bowing your heads and humbling your hearts to someone and a significant other that's greater than yourself. And be mindful of the fact that God inhabits our praises, and we must acknowledge who is the one that created us from a clot. That's right, you were created from a clot. Now, we like to start our session from talking about the clot and what the clot really means and what is a clot. And how does a clot become a baby? Is it a magnificent thing?
Hey, I'm done at 6:55.
Okay. All right. Seven.
6:55. We get out at 6:50.
And that magnificent clot, ladies and gentlemen, God breathes on that clot, and God speaks to that clot, so that it can become more than just a clot. It will become a living being. I thank God for the benefit of the clot, and because the clot was capable of turning into a fetus and into a living being. Ladies, we women have to acknowledge the fact that Dr. Delbert Blair has explained to us that we were women who were capable of producing after our own kind. And yes, menstrual cycle was not a normal thing for us. Menstrual cycle was not an occasion for the African woman, or for many other women as well. This is something that was bestowed upon us. So therefore, our children can be born without the fertile egg, at least the female child. So we are very concerned about our health conditions, about our hormone imbalances. Now, how many of you have had problems with hormone imbalances? How many of you are constantly battling the hormone problem? Many of you are, I know. But we're going to save that complete topic for another time, and we're going to get into some spa treatment. We're going to love on ourselves a little bit today. And boy, do I need it. That's right. I haven't been off loving on myself. Don't get it twisted. I've been off negotiating, and you'll be proud of Omi in the future. Yes, you will. But you know how Omi loves to do the spa treatment, so I thought I'd bring it right back here to the studio so that you and I can love on each other together. Now, listen here, ladies. I want you to get it right the first time. It's very important that we take time out for ourselves. I didn't say baby, a little junior, a daddy. I said ourselves. And that means we are going to have to get in those stores and make some purchases of some of this beautifying oils. That's right. The oil that I've been talking to you about is the essential oil. And believe it or not, it was one of the first medicines, the natural medicines that was used to engage our bodies to supernaturally heal itself. So if you put it on a topically, it has a tendency to be absorbed into the bloodstream and the membranes just on the top of your skin. I want you to understand that this magnificent oil can beautify you. It can pump the layers of skin up, and your potassium levels can be increased through just a topically applying this oil. Now, come on and take a journey with me. Now, we said we were going to take that train ride, so we're going somewhere with this. As you journey with me, you will come back a different person. If you wanted to do something magnificent to your hair, you would find the oils that could be warmed in a pan, or take the oil and put the oil in a capsule or in a glass container and put it in a pot of hot water and let it get warm, very warm, not to the point that it will actually shatter. When you take the oil out, right before you shampoo your hair, you may want to part the hair off and make sure that you massage that oil into the base of the scalp, into the neck of the scalp, and massage that oil in very well. And preferably choose an oil that has a fragrance to it, one that is used for the hair. Then take the hair and wrap it closely to the nape of the skull and put a plastic bag on. Now, we're going to be doing something here called a steam treatment. Now, if you don't have a steam cap, some of you might want to purchase one. If not, take your dryer and put the plastic on your hair, wrapping it very tight and close to the hair, and take the dryer and sit up under it. Yes, you're going to sweat. You're going to sweat, and the oil's going to drip down your face. It's quite all right. You may want to take some cotton balls or the cotton and put it between the nap of your hair and the plastic bag so that it won't drip so profusely. Now, as you're sitting under the dryer, you might want to time yourself for about 15 minutes to a half hour. And as you're sitting there, that scalp is getting that magnificent massage from the oil, and boy, all of your follicles are just jumping with joy because they are also getting bathed in this magnificent oil. As the oil lingers onto the follicles, it gets inside of the follicles and it begins to protect the hair and give you a magnificent condition. Now, after your time has expired, your half an hour, you are going to want to then rinse your hair out, and some say that you might want to shampoo it, but I prefer to just rinse it out without shampooing it now, okay? And if this is if you've already shampooed your hair, you could do this as a final stage, and then you just rinse it, and the oil will linger onto the hair. Now, you know what this is going to do? This is going to leave a fragrance, and it's also going to leave your hair in very good condition. Now, you've only taken a half an hour to do all this, but yet you have a beautiful, full head of hair because it's going to make the hair swell and appear to have volume and become much thicker. Just a tip from Omi's venue. Once again, those little prickly hair bumps that you have left behind after shaving, you definitely want to make sure that you soothe those hair bumps with some type of oil. And using the essential oil can give you such a beautiful fragrance. And if you want, while you're using these oils topically, if you have your infusion container that does the infusing of the oil so that you smell the fragrance throughout the house, you might want to take frankincense and put it in your infusion so that you have this great smell throughout your house. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to fret. Now, our time is almost upon us. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming and listening to Omi. This has been an open invitation. Now, you can call me from time to time to talk about your recipes. There are other recipes that I'd like to give you, like mayonnaise. Go in the kitchen and take your mayonnaise out. Mix your oils, rosemary, lavender, in the mayonnaise and mix it and fold it over in there and take that mayonnaise and use it as a conditioner and put it on your hair. And the fragrance will be there and giving you a subtle smell, sandalwood, all of the fragrances. And boy, won't your hair be conditioned. You can do the same thing with putting the plastic on and steaming the hair. Sometimes you have to steam the hair to give it the volume you want. Now, for those of you who don't have a problem with your temporary dyes bleeding on you, you have to be very careful that it doesn't strip those temporary colors. Now, your skin is just like your scalp. You might want to put the oil that can be applied topically, not getting it into the eyes, on the skin, sitting temporarily to allow that to relax in your face while you're resting. Now, keep resting. And take the day off and rest for the rest of the evening. I'd like to say thank you so much for being a part of the Talking Care Room and joining Omi for this segment. This is a new segment that was added on today just for you. However, we had intended to be off on the weekends, but we'll be back again on Sunday as well as Saturday, and we're asking you to join us so that we can make up for those days we miss. Yes, we know. We were gone and you missed us, and we missed you too. So thank you so much for joining us. And I'd like to say to you that you ought to stay with us because we're going to take you somewhere on a journey. We're going to go and travel to various different countries talking about what they do in Europe and Berlin. The spas are fantastic over in the valley of Europe in Germany. I've experienced the spas, and they were great. I love the fact that they have the eucalyptus tree where you go out into the community and you experience the eucalyptus trees in the community and you inhale and exhale. We're going to be talking about inhalation and getting our lungs together for inhalation purposes and using the eucalyptus trees to help us along the way. Ladies and gentlemen, there are lots of things that you can use to beautify yourself, and don't think that you have to spend a large amount of money to go into these spas to practice spending money. Let's learn how to be economy and use our economic ability to wrap our hands around those things that are in our kitchen, such as our oatmeal. It's a great product you can use for exfoliating the skin, and there are other things in our kitchen that we also would like to use, like olive oil, if you don't have the essential oils. Olive oil is fantastic for using it topically on the body, as well as using it for sunburns and putting it on your body for an emollient softening condition. Those hands of yours, if you have the clam hands and clam feet, once again, take that olive oil, put it on your hands and feet, and cover them with a pair of gloves or a pair of socks. It's very important that we become soft all over, ladies. Men do not like getting in bed with women who have crusty feet and hard feet. Trust me, Army knows, because when I come from out of the garden, I have to remember to soften up those feet by using various different methods for soaking my feet or scrubbing my feet to exfoliate the dead skin. And you don't want to go putting lotion on dead skin. You want to take that dead skin off. Now, if you men are helpful around the house, help your women. If you see something nice that they might want to go in their spa while you're out, pick up something for them and bring it home. And not just toothpaste and deodorant. Pick up some fragrance things, some really emollient things that you think will be great for her spa. We have to continue to build our spa and our bathroom. That's right. When husbands go in there and they see all that stuff in there, they said, my God, do you need all these things to beautify yourself? Then tell them, yes, I do. Because if I want to be all I can be for you and everything I can be for you, then I have to create my spa in my bathroom. Don't forget about the beautiful salts that you can put in your bathtub when you go in there to soak. And the bubble baths. Make sure you're soaking and getting in those baths, because psychologically your frame of mind has a lot to do with how well you soak in the tub. If you're not soaking in the tub, then you cannot clear your pathways of psychological confusion. That's right. You've got to get a lot of things off your mind. And if you are still going through the sadness of your uncle or mother or father's death, you need to get that off you. And you need to sit in the tub and soak and begin to use your bath salts so that you can meditate while you soak. Meditation is a tool for healing you. And if you don't know how to meditate and take this stuff off of you, then by golly, I'm telling you, you will walk around in depression. You don't need it. Go into your tubs. Put your salt baths in your tub and your oils in your tub, as well as whatever fragrances you want to put in there, and soak. And allow the spirit to take over, and let the spirit drift you away as if you're traveling to another foreign country or land. And while you're taking that trip, unleash the genius in you. Let your energy frequency rise and encourage yourself. The Bible always says, encourage yourself. If you don't encourage yourself, nobody else will. Now, I'm giving you featured things to help you to beautify yourself, to become more beautiful and subtle. As a 58-year-old woman, I know the benefits that if I slow down the aging, I can prolong the aging process. And I know you all want to prolong the aging process. You don't want to get old before your time. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's slow down that process. Let's start taking some deep breaths and slowing down the aging process, because as you slow down the aging process, you will beautify yourself, and people will begin to see how lovely you look. You don't want to look aged. You don't want to look drawn out. You want to make sure that people see you as a beautiful queen. And the only way you can see yourself as a beautiful queen, you must think that you're a beautiful queen and believe it within yourself. And don't go around telling yourself you're old. I don't care if you are 60 years old. 60 years is the beginning of your life developing. And if you are about the business of beautifying yourself, you will begin to start to do that today, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let this thing slip up on you called age, because it's only a matter of mind over matter. And if it's not on your mind, then it shouldn't matter. But if you're constantly telling yourself that I'm aging, that I'm getting old, then you will be. But if you start today by going into your house and relaxing, doing the things that's going to make a difference, it will. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I want to do some playing the dozen. So let's get ready to get out of here on the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
thank you for joining us this evening. And the question still remains, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Now, who are you going to serve?
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Make the choice today. Who's going to serve?